I invite you to take Sing the Story and turn with me to number 63. Sing the Story, 63, God Fill Me Now. And I invite you to stand as we sing, if you are able. There is a part where it talks about, see, my hands are empty. So feel free to hold your hands out or however you wish during that time.
Welcome to Walnut Hill. Today, the MYF will be leading. We are going to introduce ourselves.
We'll have all the MYFers come up.
I am Justin Thomas, and I am 15, and I'm a freshman at Bethany.
My name is Marius. I am 17, and I'm a senior at Goshen High School.
My name is Jade Thomas. I'm 15, and I'm a sophomore at Goshen High School.
My name is Masha. I'm 17. I'm the exchange student at Goshen High School, and I'm a junior.
I'm Ryan. I'm 17, and I am a junior at Memorial High School.
I'm Garrett. I'm 15. I'm a freshman at Northridge.
This Sunday, our MYF is leading worship on the same topic, the final Sunday in our series of sexuality, our fifth Sunday. We started with an introduction to sexuality, and we talked about what the different concepts are, the different angles, really a broader definition of sexuality than often we assume it to be. Also on that Sunday, we had a time of lament and anointing, and we lit candles. And so today, again, we will have candles here that you can come forward and light during our singing time to remember the pains, the questions, the misguidance, the uncertainty that may have happened around the journey of understanding sexuality and being who we are in community with others. And so as you make your way forward during singing time, feel free to light a candle for yourself or for someone else, for an area that is seeking healing or not yet ready to be named out loud. We continued through other Sundays and topics around intimacy and around the family of God and asking the right questions. And each of those Sundays, Ben did a great job of challenging us to think about those elements of sexuality in new ways and on deeper levels. And today's topic on sexuality is, who am I? And so as we think about this, as we come to this topic, as we are a community, a family together, we are each individual people who come from somewhere, and we have an identity, and we have that in a way that we understand together. So as the MYF leads us through naming where they have come from and who they are, let us also be thinking of how we also have our stories of where we come from, and thinking of who each of us are in a loving, nurturing community of faith together.
Today, MYF will be doing a skit, and Marius will be sharing. We will also be sharing some poems we wrote about who we are and where we are from.
Let's pray together. God, we come together as a congregation for the purpose of worshiping you, of understanding you more fully, of bringing ourselves, who we are, our questions, our assumptions, our openness, our love, our compassion. As we continue to learn and grow and be challenged through Scripture, we receive your Holy Spirit to comfort us through the challenges, through the learning, through the transformation. Come, Holy Spirit, guide us, receive us, lead us. Amen.
The songs today were chosen by the youth, and there are two that may be new. So if you see Faithful God and Spirit of God, those are two that we learned at convention this summer that I think we've sung them before, but they might feel a little new to you. And like Jason said, feel free to light candles anytime during singing. I invite you to stand as we begin this time.
Thank you.
your hymnal and turn with me to number 327. Great is thy faithfulness, number 327.
Invite the ushers forward for the offering, and Marius and Katia for the music.
Thank you.
Let's pray. God, your blessings flow through us in our actions, in our music, in our work, our income that goes back to your church, and for the ways that we connect with others around us and pray for our world. Use our gifts, our offering, our money, and ourselves to be an extension of your love and of your work. Amen.
Hey guys, how's it going?
You know, Walnut Hill has been studying the topic of sexuality during worship.
Yeah, when I joined a worship planning meeting last summer, I actually suggested we consider this topic.
Oh yeah, Ryan, I remember that meeting. We all sat around over here and talked about what we're going to do this year. And, you know, thank you for suggesting this topic during this worship series. Then it was also a topic for our MYF discussions, and we invited Ben to join us.
Yeah, those discussions were about the definition of sexuality, asking the wrong questions, focus on the family of God and intimacy.
And we have known that the final Sunday of the series would be led by us, and we would be sharing our thoughts about sexuality. But honestly, I've wondered how that would go. You know, people have some very strong perspectives about sexuality and assumptions that go with them. Mm-hmm. Who are we to speak about this topic? We are just high school kids.
You're telling me. I actually told Ben that I would share my story. At first, I thought, this is no big deal because I am who I am. But then I started thinking about how others might receive my story. I realized that people don't really talk about their sexuality.
You know, I hear what you're saying, and that kind of reminds me of a story in the Bible where God spoke to Moses. It was at the burning bush. Let me see. Exodus 3:10-12. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He said, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you, that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain.
I can relate to Moses when he said, who am I, and questioned God. He doubted that he had something worthwhile to say. It's kind of like us doubting what we have to say to Walnut Hill, especially about sexuality. It's a difficult topic.
Yeah, I feel like Moses. I'm just a kid speaking to adults who have had many more years to form their thoughts about sexuality.
You're right, but remember, Marcus, God was with Moses. That gave him courage. I believe God will be with you as you share your story with the adults. Our youth group and our church show us lots of love and support.
Absolutely. They do love you guys. They have provided a nurturing environment your whole lives. They care about who you are and are interested in hearing your perspectives on sexuality.
Okay, I feel better about sharing my story at church, and I appreciate this reminder of God supporting Moses. God's love is visible through all of you. It means a lot to me. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Marius. You can do it. We will be reading in Spanish the scripture from Exodus.
Así que disponte a partir. Voy a enviarte a Faraón para que saques de Egipto a los israelitas que son mi pueblo.
Pero Moisés le dijo a Dios, ¿que quién soy yo para presentarme ante el Faraón y sacar el Egipto a los israelitas?
Yo estará contigo, le respondió Dios. Y te voy a dar un señal de que soy yo quien te envía. Cuando haya sacado de Egipto a mi pueblo, todos ustedes me rendirán culto en esta montaña.
Oh.
Often when asked, who are you? A response can be, oh, I'm this person and I'm from this place. Where we are from has a big impact on who we are. And the things in our past that we remember don't always come out in conversations. Rhiannon led our MYF through an activity of writing a poem about where we come from. And that's kind of where you fill in the blanks of these different categories, almost like a Mad Lib, but they're not intended to be as funny as Mad Libs are intended to be. So this is a format that each person filled in their answers of where they are from, of who they are, of what has helped shape them. And this is something that we will share with the rest of the congregation if you choose to also go through this activity. It's pretty fun to reminisce who we are and where we are from. So you will hear some of the same words over and over. There are 9 poems, each of the youth and Rhiannon and I. And I'll also acknowledge that Dylan Diener is not able to be here today. He is on a trip with Dan, but we also have his poem. We have recorded each person's voice because it's a little difficult to stand here and talk about all of these different things. So it's also easier to manage the time if they're pre-recorded and tweaked. So we have these 9 poems. The words will be projected for us to more easily follow along. And we have the audio that will be playing. So these 9 poems, Where I'm From. I am from the basketball court in the driveway, from drumsticks and a basketball. I am from the house with a big yard and a treehouse out back, and a go-kart track in the woods. I am from 3 trees that make up our kickball field, whose games engaged our family on Thanksgiving. I am from skateboards and mopeds, from 3 generations of Edwards and all J names. I am from Holiday Inns with pools and playgrounds and summers at Grandma and Grandpa's woods, and from spring breaks in Daytona Beach, from laying around on blue shag carpet and laughing as a family. I am from Mennonite youth conventions and camps. I am from Harrison and Burns, from Braunschweiger and Spray Cheese, from the paintings by Gene Burns, and from the owner of a Sears catalog store, from appliance box houses. I am from those moments of deciding to travel at the last minute or going out to eat when the roads are flooded or closed because of weather.
I am from hot pink rollerblades that I got for Christmas, from Kool-Aid and Smurfs. I am from the brown house on the corner with big trees in the front yard. I am from the tall oak tree whose branches were the perfect height for climbing. I am from hot pink rollerblades that I got for Christmas, from Kool-Aid and Smurfs. I am from the brown house on the corner with big trees in the front yard. I am from the tall oak tree whose branches were the perfect height for climbing. I am from K-Swiss High Tops and Trapper Keepers, from Kekio and Ryland. I am from Big Eyes and Big Hearts, and from Kabish, from Finish the Food on Your Plate. I am from Praying at Bedtime. I am from Grandpa Brunk and Gran, from Kraft Mac and Cheese and Homemade Spaghetti, from Mom hitchhiking to California at age 18, and Grandpa working on trumpets at CG Con in Elkhart. I am from those moments when life is hard because there is no money at the end of the month, but we still manage to make it through together.
I am from Legos. Lots of colorful Legos. And from large books and colorful stuffed animals. I am from the cottage at the end of the road and that house at the back of the U. I am from sticks in the small plywood treehouse that I made walking sticks from. I am from video games and toys, from Diener and Eastman. I am from forgetfulness and kindness, and from running late I am rushingness, from faithfulness and fruitfulness. I am from love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. I am from Carrie and Daniel, from mac and cheese until stillness, from biking at 4 a.m. in a hurricane, and Locke and Cousins in the outhouse. I am from a small doll named Jonathan. I am from all those moments at that house at the back of the U.
I'm from a box of Legos, from action figures and coloring books. I'm from constant change and consistent love. I'm from the green bean garden in my grandpa's backyard. I'm from Nerf guns and sketchbooks, from Cass and Brown. I'm from stubbornness and suck it up, Buttercup. I'm from undying love and unending laughs. I am from winter camp at Friedenswald. I'm from Lester and Sue. From snickerdoodles and pineapple upside down cake. From playing at high dive and arguing with my sister. I am from those moments and memories, some good, some not, but all make me who I am today.
Where I'm from. I am from a zipline in my backyard, from my yellow blankie and monster trucks. I am from a big hide-and-seek funhouse and sports balls everywhere. I am from a giant woods whose leaves were never too small. I am from a basketball court and soccer field, from Linda Lehman and Steve Thomas. I am from goofballs and fun and from our card game that is very competitive, from our living room. I am from treat others how you want to be treated. I am from Merlin and Paul, from monkey bread and mac and cheese, from my grandpa Merlin's truck driving days, and from my grandpa Paul's naughty high school days. My basketball prodigy YouTube video, I am from those moments when I would constantly play sports and finish off the night playing cards with my family.
I am from German board games and card games, from instruments and inline skates. I am from the big white house across from the chouse and the house with the tall white pillars. I am from large maple trees whose leaves shed like hair. I am from pottery with John and knitting at Reverie, from Yoder and Hartman. I am from receding hairlines and not the tallest of jeans, and from theatrical personalities and voices, from traveling to beautiful new countries. I am from my baptism in my birthplace. I am from Charles and Margaret, from Aunt Ellie's famous blueberry pie and Dad's Academy Award-winning Friday night pizza, from Norton High School, and from life on the farm in Michigan. I am from hardcore parkour in the Austrian Alps, resulting in a vicious faceplant. I am from those moments at 6th Street.
I'm from my blue blanket, from Matchbox cars. I'm from the swing set and sandbox and video games. I'm from the tree in the front yard whose branches I've grown each day. I'm from toy cars and trucks, from Hostetler and Von Gunten. I'm from dinner on Sunday nights and playing Dutch Blitz. I'm from vacations to North Carolina, from playing apples to apples.
I'm from Goldfish and Sunday School. I'm from Grandma Von Gunten and Grandma Hostetler. From Christmas cookies and applesauce. From playing hide and seek. I'm from those moments of toy monster trucks in the sandbox at my house.
I am from the oceans and the seashells, from mangoes and starfruit. I am from Mikasa Su Casa and colorful houses. I am from a sea turtle who is gentle. I am from dogs and surfboards, from Rosario and Thomas. I am from brown hair and green eyes, and from talking loud, from very loud music. I am from faithful move montañas. I am from mi abuelita and mis padres, from plátanos y arroz, from the hurricane in Puerto Rico, and from snowboarding in Colorado, my grandma's blanket. I am from those moments, from the very small baby, so gentle, to the young woman in high school.
I am from my little pink piglet, from my brown bear and white toy puppet. I am from small one-bedroom flat in a multi-store building, and exactly like everyone else's apartment in Moscow suburbs. I am from the Century 4 in front of my nowadays house, whose branches would crunch from the weight of the snow. I am from my checkered blanket and green grass carpet, from Samkovy and Kiryukhiny. I am from green-eyed and dark-haired family, and from cold weather lovers, from loving Russian parents. I am from the coldest country on the earth. I am from Babushka Nadia and Babushka Luda, from she and Kampot, from my granny moving to Moscow at 17, as well as I am moving to United States at 17, and from my dad's family moving to Mozambique, from my dad taking me on his flights all around the world. I am from those moments when my family was in the middle of a snowy, winter cold Russian forest.
Where our youth group is from is right here in many ways. Did you hear yourselves, see yourselves in the stories, remembering the doll named Jonathan, remembering the goldfish crackers and many of the things? We, as a community, are the nurturing, loving environment where our MYF, our young people, are growing up. So for this, we're grateful. And for this, we are a safe environment where we can share who we are. Inside, the things that not everybody knows or fully understands. As we have gone through the series on sexuality, Ben has done a great job of helping us think about concepts and the ideas in different ways and within the context of our congregation. There's also lots of different categories in sexuality, and they are confusing. For many of us, probably most of us. And part of what Marius will be sharing will help introduce us again or remind us of the different categories, the different kind of names or labels that help us understand different aspects of sexuality and for individual identity and orientation. So I invite Marius to come up. I'm offered to pray for him as he begins to share, and for us as we begin to receive. Hey, Myers. Let's pray. God, we recognize that we are all children of yours, that you have given us life, experience, love, and a community that surrounds us. We pray for Marius as he shares who he is, the natural story of his understanding of his life. We pray for our ears and our minds, our hearts, as we as a community listen and think and grow together. Amen.
Good morning. As you all know, we've been talking about sexuality for a couple weeks. I volunteered to speak for today and later realized that sexuality is quite a broad topic. As Ben has said, you can be referring to one's sexual orientation, one's reproductive organs, sex itself, or in a church setting, how sexuality fits in with spirituality. What I'm going to be focusing on is sexual orientation. Before I get started, I want to talk a little bit about the LGBTQ+ community. All right. I know that many of you already know what this acronym stands for, and that there are quite a few letters that have been added to the acronym. However, I also know that I may not be speaking to an entirely informed audience, but that is going to change today. Let's start with L. This stands for lesbian. A lesbian is a woman who is sexually attracted to women. And G is for gay. This is when a man is sexually attracted to men. This term can also be used to refer to anyone who is attracted to the same sex. And B is for bisexual. This is when a person is sexually attracted to both women and men. And T stands for transgender. This one can be tricky to understand. This is when someone's personal identity and gender do not correspond with their birth sex. So in other words, this could be when a person born with male genitals identifies as a woman or vice versa. And the Q stands for queer, which is sort of an umbrella term for the whole community. There are many more sexualities than just those five, but we'd be here all night if I took the time to explain them all. Now that we have that lesson out of the way, let's get down to what I'm going to talk about. I would like to share something with you. I am a Christian, and I am a gay man. I am a Christian, and I am a gay man. My sexuality has played a big role in my life, with my family, friends, and even myself. I am blessed to have a very understanding family, and I'm very privileged in that I'm a white male and I have a family who loves me for me. I came out to my mom first. I remember one night when I was around 8, I called her into my room and told her there was something I needed to tell her. Back then, I was very ashamed and confused. I was so ashamed that I couldn't even say it, so I wrote it down. All I remember is that she told me she still loved me, and that made all the difference in my life. I started to deal with this when I was only 8 years old. As for the rest of my family and friends, I took the easy way out and posted on Facebook on March 15th, 2016. I was very naive and didn't realize that I was hurting people by not having intimate and private conversations with them first. However, the more I think about it, the more I feel that coming out shouldn't even have to be a thing. I've pondered this a lot. Why is heterosexual the default? That's always seemed a bit unfair to me. As for how my sexuality plays in the role of my friendships, that's a whole other story. To people, I'm known as the funny one, and I am the funniest person I know, not gonna lie. I'm very flamboyant with my friends. Yes, I am the type of gay that says, hey girl, and okay, you go queen. Yes, most of my friends are pretty girls, and yes, I am obsessed with Beyonce and Lady Gaga. Now my personal journey with this has been quite the roller coaster. I've grown up in a world that isn't always accepting of everyone. In elementary, middle school, I was bullied for acting like a girl and talking like a girl. I didn't really understand what that meant because to me, that was what felt right and comfortable. One time, this girl in fourth grade called me a lesbian and laughed and pointed, so in my head, I associated that with negativity. I started to realize and understand who I was and hated myself for a long time for that. It went to the point where I would say I was bisexual instead of gay because I thought it would be more accepted if there was a small part of me that could relate to the straight world. I kept telling myself I liked girls even though deep down I knew I didn't, but I didn't want to face that I was gay. I was so ashamed of myself that I forced myself to go out with girls so that I could maybe trick my brain into thinking I was bisexual or straight. Well, that obviously didn't work. As I started to pay attention to crushes that I had on boys at school and started to become more comfortable with that, I realized that it's not as bad or as scary as I thought. It is still scary sometimes because I know that some people look at me differently, but that's okay. And how does God play into this? We as Mennonites know that our God is a very loving God. He cares for all of us and loves us more than we will ever be able to comprehend, and that's the key part. God loves me for me and made me the way I am for a purpose, just as he has made all of you with a purpose. Amen. My journey through all this with God has been a tough one. I used to hate God for making me like this, but now I love God with all my heart because he made me like this. I mean, if God made me gay and still loves me, then I might as well love myself too. I see my sexuality as a gift now, not a burden. All of this being said, me being gay isn't all that I am. I'm also a Norton, a proud Mennonite, a GHS student, a lawyer in the making, a son, brother, mentee, and a friend. I'm compassionate, caring, funny as all get out, kind and passionate for social justice. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm not trying to change anyone's mind today. I simply want there to be visibility and a mutual understanding of one another. I just want to thank you for accepting me with opening arms, for loving me for me, and allowing me to speak today. I know that I'm very fortunate to even be up to be. I know that I'm very fortunate to even be able to stand up here and speak before you. Not everyone in the community has acceptance and love, and to know that I do means the absolute world to me. I'm beyond blessed to be able to call this congregation home.
As a response, we are going to sing in Sing the Journey, number 49, Rain Down. And as a response to Marius, if you feel so led to light a candle, I invite you to do that.